Welcome to Cubs Park in Chicago, for the game between the Pittsburgh Pirates and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Max Carey. Batting second. The second baseman, Eddie Moore. Batting third. The right fielder, Keke Kyler. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Clyde Barnhart. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Pi Trainer. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Glenn Wright. Batting seventh. The first baseman, George Grantham. Batting eighth. The catcher, Earl Smith. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Vic Aldridge. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Vic Aldridge. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Sparky Adams. Batting second. The shortstop, Rabbit Moranville. Batting third. The third baseman, Howard Fragaw. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Mandy Brooks. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Tommy Griffith. Batting sixth. The catcher, Gabby Hartnett. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Charlie Grimm. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Butch Weiss. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Pete Alexander. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Pete Alexander. And now, play ball. Max Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Adams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Weiss. Moore reaches second base with a double. Keke Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Alexander, and towards Adams, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Moore moves to third. Two outs. Clyde Barnhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnhart hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Adams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wright misplays the ball. That's an error on Wright. Rabbit Moranville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moranville hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kyler who is chasing the ball. Moranville reaches third base with a triple. Adams goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Cubs. Howard Fragaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fragaw hits a fly ball into right field. Kyler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mandy Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks hits a fly ball into center field. Carey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Moranville tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 2-0, Cubs. Tommy Griffith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffith is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Pi Trainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trainer hits a fly ball into center field. Brooks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moranville scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Grantham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grantham strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett hits a fly ball into center field. Carey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm takes first base on ball 4. Butch Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Grimm moves to third. Pete Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Aldridge has Grimm trapped. There's the throw to Trainer and over to Smith, who tags Grimm for the out. Weiss moves to third. Alexander moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 1 in the game. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Moore scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Earl Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grimm scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Smith for the out. One out. Vic Aldridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aldridge hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moranville scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Max Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 0 for 1 in the game. Carey hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Brooks. Carey reaches second base with a double. Eddie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Rabbit Moranville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moranville is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Moranville hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Howard Fragaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fragaw is 0 for 1 in the game. Fragaw hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Moranville trying to get to second. Kyler throws the ball into right, who tags Moranville for the out. One out. Mandy Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Brooks strikes out. There goes Fragaw. Here's the throw, and he's safe. Two outs. Tommy Griffith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffith is 0 for 1 in the game. Griffith hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Moore scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4. With the score, the Cubs 2, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 0 for 1 in the game. Kyler hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Alexander fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Clyde Barnhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnhart is 0 for 1 in the game. Barnhart hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's Pirates, 2, Cubs, 2. Pi Trainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trainer is 0 for 1 in the game. Trainer hits a fly ball into right center field, beyond the reach of Brooks. Trainer reaches second base with a double. Glenn Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0 for 1 in the game. Wright hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. There goes Trainer trying to get to third. Griffith throws the ball into Fraga, who tags Trainer for the out. One out. George Grantham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grantham is 0 for 1 in the game. Grantham takes first base on ball 4. Wright moves to second. Earl Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adams fields it and throws to second for the out. Wright moves to third. Two outs. Vic Aldridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Smith. The throw from Hartnett and he is safe. Smith steals second. Vic Aldridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. Wright scores. That run is unearned. It's 3-2, Pirates. Vic Aldridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aldridge is 0 for 1 in the game. Aldridge hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 0 for 1 in the game. Hartnett hits a pop-up towards third. Trainer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Grimm hits a fly ball into center field. Carey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Butch Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Weiss hits a ball on the ground towards third. Trainer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Cubs 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Max Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Carey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Eddie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Moore hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Fraga settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kyler hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Brooks. Kyler reaches second base with a double. Carey goes all the way around to score. It's 4-2, Pirates. Wilbur Cooper now pitching. Clyde Barnhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnhart is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Barnhart hits a fly ball into right field. Griffith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Kyler moves to third. Two outs. Pie Trainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper fires over to third and throws the ball away. That's an error on Cooper. Kyler scores. That run is unearned. It's 5-2, Pirates. Pie Trainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trainer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Trainer hits a fly ball into center field. Brooks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 5, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Wilbur Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a fly ball into center field. Carey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 2 in the game. Adams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rabbit Moranville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moranville is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Moranville hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grantham fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Howard Fragaugh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fragaugh is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Fragaugh hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wright fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 5, and the Cubs 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Glenn Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wright hits a fly ball into center field. Brooks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Grantham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grantham is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Grantham hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 2 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fragaugh fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 5, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Mandy Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Brooks is called out on strikes. One out. Tommy Griffith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffith is 0 for 2 in the game. Griffith hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Grantham settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 0 for 2 in the game. Hartnett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Grimm hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. There goes Hartnett trying to get to third. Kyler throws the ball into Trainer, who tags Hartnett for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 5, and the Cubs 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Vic Aldridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aldridge is 0 for 2 in the game. Aldridge hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fragaugh fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Max Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Carey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moranville scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Moore hits a line drive into center field. Brooks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 5, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Butch Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Weiss hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wright scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bernie Freiberg pinch hits for Wilbur Cooper. Bernie Freiberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freiberg strikes out. Two outs. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Adams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rabbit Moranville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moranville is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Moranville hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wright fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Wright. Adams moves to third. Moranville moves to second. Howard Fraygaugh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fraygaugh is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fraygaugh hits a ball on the ground towards third. Trainer fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Trainer. Adams scores. Moranville scores. Fraygaugh moves to second. Two runs are unearned. It's 5-4, Pirates. Mandy Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Brooks hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Carey, who is chasing the ball. Brooks reaches third base with a triple. Fraygaugh scores. That run is unearned. It's Pirates, 5, Cubs, 5. Tommy Griffith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffith is 0-for-3 in the game. Griffith is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 5, and the Cubs 5. The Pirates will come to bat. Guy Bush now pitching. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Kyler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Clyde Barnhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnhart is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Barnhart hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bush fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Carson Bigby pinch runs for Clyde Barnhart. Pie Trainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trainer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Trainer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moranville scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 5, and the Cubs 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Carson Bigby now playing left field. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hartnett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wright scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Grimm hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-5, Cubs. Butch Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Weiss hits a ball on the ground towards third. Trainer fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Guy Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush hits a fly ball into center field. Carey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Pirates 5. The Pirates will come to bat. Glenn Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wright hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. George Grantham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grantham is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Grantham takes first base on ball 4. Wright moves to second. Tony Kaufman now pitching. Earl Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-3 in the game. Smith hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Adams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Stuffy McInnes pinch hits for Vic Aldridge. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McInnes hits a pop-up towards third. Fraygaugh settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Max Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Carey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grimm scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Carey for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 6, and Pittsburgh Pirates, 5. Goodbye from Cubs Park in Chicago.